The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Finally, a victory for wildlife and common sense. California coastal regulators have imposed restrictions on the U.S. Navy's use of sonar, which has been linked to harmful effects on whales and other marine mammals. The Navy has been using sonar during training exercises off the California coast for decades, although now it is seeking approval for the practice from the California Coastal Commission. The commission voted 8-1 to place restrictions on how the Navy conducts the training, including moving the exercises away from areas with high concentrations of marine mammals and lowering sonar levels when they are present. The Navy decided to seek the commission's consent because of new internal guidelines requiring it to ensure that major exercises are environmentally compliant. The Navy's sonar exercises have been responsible for at least 6 cases of mass death and unusual behavior among whales in the past decade. Many of the beached or dead animals had damaged hearing organs. In recent years, strandings have occurred in the Bahamas, the Canary Islands, and in North Carolina. Sonar is also believed to affect other marine life, including fish reproductive rates and the behavior of giant sea turtles.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.